I would like to round up the workshop by telling you something which will be very useful for your japa. I want to tell something about the function of the mind. The mind, when repeatedly hearing the same thing, has a tendency to switch off. I am the son of the director of the German railways and would like to tell you that I spent much of my youth traveling in sleeping compartments through the lengths and breadths of Germany. And I noticed, my parents told me in the beginning it was difficult for me to fall asleep because it was always go ratatata, 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 you know, night trains. Ratatata. But after some time, out of self-protection, the mind switches off and you can sleep. The mind does this function also, like when we have in Germany a very nice Veden Academy, an institute for teaching Jyotish and Vastu and Sanskrit courses there and so on. And it's right next to the railway, and in the night, you know, the first time it comes, bang, 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 and you really, pong, you jump under the ceiling when the train comes. It's so loud and aggressive. But after one hour or so, one can comfortably sleep. The mic switches off. Unfortunately, this happens also in situations which are not so good. For instance, during the Bhagavatam class, when you hear the speaker talking about a subject which you think you have heard millions of times. It happens in marriages where the husband wishes to, you know, he comes home and has the need to have a little peaceful reading maybe in the newspaper to find out what is new and how to adjust the household activities according to the novelties of life. And the wife has been all alone the whole day and really needs to talk now about what the neighbor said and what Zari and the recipes and the GBC body and their decisions and so on. And the husband will find him, he will say, yes, 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 and he will comfortably read while an individual has a need to communicate. Many times the need is fulfilled with just this hmm and ya-ya. But maybe this is an old-fashioned sannyasi look, outlook. Anyways, the point here beyond these examples is the mind switches off after hearing repeatedly the same information. And most disturbingly, my dear devotees, most disturbingly, this happens when we chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. This is always three names. The mind says, I know. You don't have to. And we'll think about, well, what is on the list today of eventful moments so on, and we'll drift to this and that, the past and the future and so on and so forth, and very often move in psychological patterns which, by the way, are not usually helpful. Most of our minds are moving in negative psychological patterns, as we saw when Peter shocked us with requesting us to read a line, which I've noted it down. Yeah, you can read this, opportunity is nowhere, and you can read it, opportunity is now here. But every one of you read, like everyone usually in the life, opportunity is nowhere, because our minds are just so They are not our friends. They're keeping us bound in the material energy. So as we chant, your mind will not work so nicely. Here is a trick. Make your mind by giving it as your friend, by giving it sometimes to do something to do. There's an old German fairy tale. I will not bore you. It goes that there was a ghost which had to always be engaged, and if he wouldn't be engaged, then he would kill the person who had released him from the bottle. Lamp, yes. So the person get like, my dear master, give me something to do. If I have nothing to do, I will kill you. Okay, build a castle. So he built the castle. But it was so fast. He came back after 5 minutes. Master, look through the window. Here is your castle. What is next? Put water into the desert of Baluchistan and irrigate it in such a way that there are orange trees. After 10 minutes, the ghost, Master, let me fly you to Baluchistan. And he showed him the orange plantains and so on. What is next? I don't know what you could ask after this. Bring all the money for the Turley case. It is here. Is 20 million all? I could get 100 millions or 100 billions for you, Master. But engage me or I kill you. What would you do with such a ghost? The fairy tale ends that, well, there was the advisor to the king who said, do like this. Tell the ghost to run up this flagpole. Does this make sense, this English word? Flagpole. When it's up, it should go down. When it's down, it should go up. When it's up, it should go down ad infinitum. So the fairy tale tells us that the ghost was well engaged and the king lived a miserable life because you cannot be happy by fulfilling material desires. You must, in a similar way, the mind is a ghost which must be, or is an entity. Ghost is judgmental and we don't want to be judgmental. We have to engage him. And by these simple concentration techniques, which is authorized in our tradition, it's not something new. It came with the printing of mantra cards into our movement. Also calling out to Krishna. Sometimes devotees read before they do go into their japa session a prayer so that they come into a prayerful mood and so on. Or if you are Mr. Mechanics, I shouldn't say it like this. If you are more kinesthetically oriented in your life, you can do just a simple thing where you tell, watch, you have spaced out, my dear mind. The exercise is the first Hare Krishna to the Hare Hare. You should move and then you shouldn't move and so on. It will help very, very much. Before I take questions, I would like to end the workshop by asking a critical question to the workshop you have heard. Sachinandan Swami, yes. What is your advice to this group of devotees? Do you expect them to do all the techniques? What should they take out of this workshop into their practical japa sessions? Most of the devotees will not have done these exercises. Some will have done them, but have some know them, some forget them. You know, there are different levels of hearing. What do you expect your audience to take home from this? Here is a simple advice. All of us are individuals, and we work differently. We are also work differently in different times of our lives. Please just keep these three exercises in mind. You can take a mind check on your mind. The first thing was concentration and visualization. If you want to make notes, please only take the three notes from the Japa workshop. This concentration exercise by looking at the mantra traktaka, that you can do either with the eyes or with the inner eyes. Calling out in a prayerful mood is the second exercise. And the third is just hear. You will see that this telephone hearing, and I want to show you again how to do it. We are amongst the family, we can be a little private. This is the ear. I know, one has to be a little simple. And you just tilt it a little forward, not like this, because then the resonance is you will hear your bones swing. You just take it a little forward and then go like this, and you will hear very nicely what you chant. It's surprising. This is the uneducated hearing method. This is better. It works better. Believe me, this is traditional knowledge. Okay, so please do whatever suits you. And now at the end, I would like to make... I have come to the country of advertisement. I will make a very decent advertisement. Please, in this book, we have collected many statements of Srila Prabhupada. It's really not my own book, so therefore I can advertise it without breaching the humility code. It is there are many things. It's just quotations which can help you a little bit. This was the end of the decent advertisement block. please read it, borrow it, and lend it, or just read it. There will be a new edition of this coming forth after Kartik, where there will be many, many nice new things like prayers to the holy name and so on and so forth. Oh, Krishna, it is now exactly according to the wristwatch. It's the end of our Java workshop, and we should respect the end. Trivikram Maharaj has the only question today. Yes. Engage it, yeah.
So my question is, what if the mind goes to preaching? Some preaching thing that you're thinking of, and sometimes you know, the chanting is there, and then you'll be thinking about a preaching idea or something, and you may even get a breakthrough. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. And then you think, well, you should give me an idea of what I was chanting about.
Trivikram Maharaj asks a very wonderful question. He says, your mind, the workshop was about bringing the mind back from mind wandering, but what if it thinks about preaching and you think, well, this idea was given to Krishna by me. It's wonderful. And I would advise you to have a little piece of paper and write down the idea. Then your mind doesn't have to hold it and revolve on it. When you chant, the chanting should not be background music, not even for preaching ideas or good ideas. But if they come, you could say, I'm heavenly rewarded, or Vaikunthali or Goloka Vrindavanli rewarded. And you write it down on a piece of paper. That is a very common practice. Thank you very much. I'm very sorry that I would like to take questions, but Anuta Mahaprabhu would not invite me afterwards if I always go about the time. We can take a couple. Okay. I will be very brief. Be very concentrated, please. Yes. When you are on an airplane and it's noisy and you block your ears, you can hear better. Yes, in such emergency situation, whatever works. Mm-hmm. Yes, Badahari Prabhu. Yeah. Yes, Badahari Prabhu says the essential practice seems to call out for Krishna, but it seems to we have to wait until we become sincere. You can't just call out like the blue out which fall from the sky, you know, something ad hoc and so on. If you feel your devotional life lacks that intensity where you can call out for Krishna, it really helps to get yourself started a little bit by reading appropriate prayers, like the Shikshastakam prayers. It really puts you in the mood. Do you know how famous composers compose? They hear Schubert and Bach and Beethoven or Mozart or, I don't know, American poets. And this keeps you going. Or you are in a kirtan and you chant and chant and chant, and then someone hands you the microphone and you will chant much more intensely than if you had to start out cold. So sometimes it really helps. What is also advised is to listen to a pure devotee chanting. I have heard that Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that when there is Naga Sankirtan, there should at least be one pure devotee in the group to attract the holy name to come. So what is good is this very suitable japa tape. You can hear it for some time. I'm often in the situation that due to a very hectic preaching schedule, I come late to bed at 2 o'clock after having given a public program, and this goes on week after week, and then I rise later, and then I find my mind moves in the passionate, active mood. I have to make this phone call, and I have to collect this amount of Lakshmi and remind this, and why is everyone so spaced out? I have to do everything, and the mind gets mode of passion. So at that time, it's difficult to sit down. Then I always put the Hare Krishna mantra of Prabhupada and imagine myself to be in that scene. Yes, you have to be sincere to chant sincerely. But you can catch some impetus from our scriptures, from devotees, to get in the right mood. Sometimes a good talk with a sincere devotee helps very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shamika Rishi Prabhu. Shamika Rishi has asked a very important question on imagination and reality. When we chant, sometimes he says in the train we hear the sound. Can we impose the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra on this and then hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, like this? I would say if it comes naturally, then this is very helpful. I remember my first time coming out of the Hare Krishna temple in Hamburg. I went into the underground train, and I had what is a mystical experience. The people were reading, talking in German, and there was this ratatatatat, but I began to hear only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I had just been in the temple where everyone chanted Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then the whole subway became translucent. And I, translucent, maybe not the right English, but translucent, yes. And I could see everywhere, I felt the super soul is everywhere, pervading everything. It was a mystical experience, which is reported in other traditions as well. You know, you see big light, big energy pervading everything. And I was very impressed. Oh, Krishna is everywhere. Prahlada Nanda Maharaj, the most conservative member of Hare Krishna movement, has also this experience. So it came unsought, and many new devotees who leave the hum and the humming and summing of the Hare Krishna chanting during japa session, all of a sudden hear from everywhere. But the minute you start imagining, you're forcing something, and it's your mind which is active. It's no longer a Krishna conscious revelation. So imagination is not good, but if something happens, well, very, very nice. Hare Krishna. I'm very much ashamed that you have many more questions, but I really... Anudama, I think we should end, no? Oh, Prasadam is not ready. So this is very good. Yes. for our session. What is the significance of initiation for improving our chanting and going back home, back to Godhead? Oh, Krishna. I would prefer to first hear what devotees in America think about initiation and gurus so that I can give a very tasteful answer to this question. I have not heard what is the feeling and how to enter the mind. Peter Burrush has explained to us that we must find the wavelengths of our audience. and I will do this. A short answer. It is said that the chanting of Hare Krishna is independent of initiation, but initiation is very important for your spiritual life. Yes, I have to call those who have not called. Yes, Mataji, please. I couldn't acoustically understand you. What is the difference between imagination and remembering? When you do different things, you remember, oh, I should chant. Is this something... you have not really phrased it like this, but remembering is a very important function of spiritual life. Remembering is a very important function of... it's called smaranam, and there are different forms of smaranam. And one form is remembering the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. It's very, very important. There are other forms of smaranam as well, but you are speaking about this remembering instructions. Very good. Prabhupada said, every day just write. What is your realization? Write one line or two lines. This is called smaranam, remembering what you have heard from your spiritual master. It's very important. Yes, Prabhu. On the other japa tape, it almost sounds as if Prabhupada is not chanting the whole Maha Mantra. What do you say about this? This is a japa tape which was recorded in Los Angeles during initiation. Prabhupada would perform initiations like this. He would sit down in the early days. He would chant the mantra beats of each individual initiate for a whole round and then give it to the audience, to the devotees. Sometimes there were many, many initiates. I heard up to 60, maybe 100 in the United States. So this was the circumstance under which the japa tape, we usually refer to it in Europe as a sit properly tape. you know what tape I mean. Is recorded. And there it seems that Prabhupada swallows syllables. I personally think Prabhupada has chanted very much in his mind and chanted maybe a little speedy, yet the syllables are not entirely there. I think there was a certain circumstance and he must have chanted in his mind. This goes much faster when you do something in the mind. I can go now to the simple temple in Radha Gopinath and see Gauranga. I didn't plan it, but it goes very fast in the mind. Ooh. So fast. The tongue may have yes, Madhaji. What is preferably, to sit or to walk around? You must know that Prabhupada says every devotional activity can be under the modes of nature also. He says this in the purport in the third canto. So there's also chanting in different modes. Sitting when the body is at rest is usually seen as a mode of sattvagun. Or if you fall asleep, it is tamagun. this type of chanting. Some devotees who have a very tense service platform say, well, if I sit down, I will come and chant in tamagun, so better I move my blood circulation by moving and go to another. I don't want to tamagun, but this is a little rajasic. Also, it is said when we chant, we should be fixed and we should not unless we are in ecstasy. this is in Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, an ecstatic devotee will chant. And we have seen such devotees, they are in our movement, and we would never dare to even think that this is passionate activity. Best is to sit, and the idea is concentration, which is not diverted by anything else, which is a mental and not a physical activity. So it is preferably to sit down, but when you fall asleep, it's much better to walk. And as you walk, no need to run, but just walk sedately. Is this an English word? Mataji, our Umila Mataji, please. Wonderful. Mataji Umila has really said something very nice. She has quoted Srila Prabhupada, who said, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is not a mechanical process, but it happens by the grace of the Lord. This was not properly... something like this. It's very important. When you hear so many different techniques about chanting, they can never, ever substitute the real descent of the holy name into your heart, which is a purely Lord Krishna's grace and mercy. Never think that these techniques can ever substitute the mercy of the Lord. In Vaishnav theology, we understand that two things are important. One is endeavor to show the Lord that we are not indifferent, but the greatest amount of our salvation will come by mercy, not by our own endeavor. So these endeavoring techniques are not seen as conquering techniques. Wow, I will do it now, like a yoga class, get all the perfection ready. They are meant as showing the Lord we are not indifferent. We want to hear him, but then he will be merciful. It's almost, you are a mother of I know one of your children who is a wonderful devotee. We saw them at the apartment of Anutamad Rukmini. One Mataji who was even written and back to Godhead in a young age. You know, when you want to teach your child how to walk, the child has to at least put the hands up. I don't know, and I have shown my nephews how to walk. It's simple. You have to pick them up and put them on your walking feet. That left, right, left, right. Then it goes very fast for the parents who knew technique. The child will walk mainly because the grown-up just helps him at that stage. I mean, if you wait for 5 years that your child walks, he will also walk on its own. So for that you have to pick up. I mean, he has to be willing to be picked up. So in that, this concentration techniques are only seen, they are traditional techniques, as showing the Lord we are not indifferent. We want him. And we try a little bit to concentrate our mind. Yes. Yes, Anutama Prabhu. I've seen Vidyananda Prabhu.
Maharaj, you talked about remembering just the name or even the form of the letters. What about remembering either the deity or different pastimes of Krishna?
You have talked about remembering the name and letters. What is about remembering the deity and different pastimes of the Lord? There is a very nice book. I do not know if... let me say like this. It is a technique which is there. I would say, let it happen naturally. As you read in Krishna book and you chant, you will naturally remember some pastimes from the Krishna book. See it as a grace of the Lord and treat it carefully. Srila Prabhupada has spoken in one letter about this by saying it is not forbidden to remember these things. It is rather a must, and it will come at a platform of spiritual advancement. I have not talked about this area of our tradition, which is a very valuable area of our tradition, and which to which Prabhupada has opened the door, because I feel these are the most practical things we can do, and the other things, the advanced devotees will, it will come naturally. But ultimately, we aspire for the time when, as we chant, we remember the form of the Lord, His wonderful qualities, and His Leela. The butt of the holy name, Krishna, will open as we chant offenselessly. The butt of the holy name will slowly begin to open so that we come to what is called Shuddhanam, the pure name, where all of a sudden, like a flower which opens, we will see things which we have not seen before. We will see the form, and remember the qualities and the leelas, and it's wonderful. This is yet to come for us when the Hare Krishna movement becomes the Hare Krishna movement, that is putting the chanting of Hare Krishna in the center. I want to thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna.